Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Bend It Like Beckham, the musical. This vibrant new show is based on the 2001 film of the same name and is brought to the stage by the same creative team of director Gurinder Chadha and co-writer Paul Maeda Burgess. In addition, the stage production has music by Howard Goodall and lyrics by Charles Hart. It's a formidable lineup, but as the sadly missed Made in Dagenham proved, adapting popular films into stage musicals doesn't always grab the public's imagination. Although, as Billy Elliot continues to prove, it can be done with enormous success. This show tells the story of Jess, a teenage Indian girl living in Southall, who's obsessed with football and in particular the Manchester United star of the title. When she's befriended by Jules, a player with a local ladies' team, Jess finally gets to fulfil her dream of being part of a real squad that brings with it the chance to play her beautiful game, camaraderie, and the possibility of attracting the attention of a scout from America, where the women's game is very lucrative. But all this comes at a price for Jess, whose ambitions don't match those of her parents, who want her to continue studying and eventually find a husband like her older sister Pinky. And apart from a romantic subplot involving the team coach, that's about it. It's a familiar story of a teenager not seeing eye to eye with their parents that's been told a thousand times before, but is given extra heft by the accompanying idea of the cultural values of immigrant adults not matching those of their children who have been born in the UK and who sit more comfortably with a Western way of life. At a running time of 2 hours 20 minutes, this story is stretched quite thin, and even by the intermission, the point about teenage and parental angst has been well and truly made, with one rather left wondering where the plot could go. Also, the creative team never completely overcomes the problem of bringing sport to the stage. Aletta Collins's choreography generally works very well, but some of the effects used as a substitute for real ball skills don't totally convince and feel a bit clumsy. Those reservations aside, however, Bend It Like Beckham has much to recommend it. It's colourful and lively, with an often very funny script, while Howard Goodall and Charles Hart have produced a memorable score, with some infectious melodies and witty lyrics, that's a clever blend of traditional musical theatre and Bangra rhythms. And it's a show that's blessed with some super performances. Natalie Dew as Jess is instantly likeable, Lauren Samuels is terrific as her feisty best friend and teammate Jules, and both ladies sing like a dream. In addition, there are delightful comic turns from Tony Jawadina as Jess's father and Sophie Louise Dan as Jules's mother. It takes a little while to get going, and the second act is quite a bit stronger than the first, and it's here that Goodall and Hart's score really shines, because the second half opens with two or three killer songs, including the anthemic Glorious. Despite the strength of the songs, though, there is still a lack of momentum. I did feel that a running time of 15 to 20 minutes less would have resulted in a tighter production, and we wouldn't have been left with the feeling that themes were being repeated and that songs, however catchy or emotional, were being used to give each performer their moment in the spotlight. In the end, though, Bend It Like Beckham scores on a combination of sheer charm, exuberance, a great score and a very talented cast. It continues at the Phoenix Theatre. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.